up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Now, before I even get into this episode, let me tell y'all my voice sounds fucked up because I've been sick for a week. So, yeah, I'm dedicated to this shit and I just had to fucking, I couldn't wait to record this episode because I feel like it's about to be one of my favorites. Anytime we talk about sex, it's going to be one of my favorite topics. So, and if I cough during this joint, don't mind me, because I'm doing this shit live. So today we're going to talk about sex with the Zodiacs. I wish I felt better talking about this subject, but I don't give a fuck. It's going to be talked about. So, this is my favorite episode, I think, because since I was probably 19, I'ma just let y'all know I had a bucket list. Yes, on my bucket list, everybody got a bucket list. On my bucket list, one of the things is to have sexual experiences with all 12 zodiacs, and I've done so. Except I've never done anything with a Libra or a Taurus. So those are the two signs today. Unfortunately, I won't be able to talk about because I don't have any experience with those signs. At least not yet. So first, I'ma go in Beyonce order. Y'all know y'all remember that song Signs by Beyonce. So that's how I know my signs. Thanks, B. So I'ma go in Beyonce formation and her little format or whatever. So I'ma jump right in and start with Capricorn. So, okay, Capricorns are cool. Like, I like them as people. I love Capricorns. I have a lot of Capricorn friends. I've had a couple Capricorn boyfriends. They're just mad fucking serious all the time. And it's just like, dude, like, lighten up. Like, why the fuck is you so serious all the time? I don't know. I think they need a bitch like me in their life. They just too fucking serious. Even my female friends are like, that are Capricorns, they're serious as hell for like no reason. I mean, they laugh, they crack a smile every once in a while, but so the sex with a Capricorn, it's cool to me. I could say that it could be very intense and the men are dominating and it comes out of fucking nowhere. I mean, I guess you would think that they are dominating as serious as they fucking are. But, yeah, I like sex with them. They cool, you know. They not going to be number one on my list, but they're cool. Next, Aquarius. I've only had an experience with one Aquarius, so this is just going off that one experience. Excuse me, I need to drink some water. My throat dry as a bitch. Ooh, that swallow was probably loud as hell. Anyway, Aquarius, y'all real freaky. Y'all freak the fuck out. It's possible that you could really get addicted to an Aquarius. They just, I don't know. They the type of niggas that'll do orgies. That's what I get from Aquarius. They do orgies. They the type to turn on the porn and get shit started. Like, they real direct up front with what the fuck they want. They could be dominating too. But I guess think about The Weeknd. Y'all know The Weeknd, and he's actually an Aquarius. Y'all know how The Weeknd, he talk about is sex, drugs. I mean, occasionally the nigga might fall in love, but y'all know how freaked out and kind of dark he is. That's a whole Aquarius vibe right there. That's the only person I could really think to compare that to. Compare, like, Aquarius to The Weeknd and how dark and, like, freaky that nigga is. Yeah, I don't have too much more to say about that. Next is Pisces. That's my sign. That's my sign. Of course, I'm going to say my sign is the best. And I'm going to say that because we're givers. Like, we get off on pleasing you. Pisces men, they're kind of like that. I feel like Pisces men are kind of stingy. Like, they'll take advantage if you let them and just let you please them. I don't know. I haven't really had good experiences with Pisces men. I think they're crybabies, to be honest. And I could be a crybaby, so I don't need a nigga that's gonna be a crybaby. Like, absolutely not. So I haven't had good relationship experiences with them, but let me tell you something. If you wanna experiment, fuck with my sign. We be down, especially if we love you, we be down for whatever. Like, we here basically to fulfill your fantasies, and we get off on that shit. Of course, the older I've gotten, I'm a giver and a taker. I need you to match me. I need balance. I need 50-50. It's no fucking way I'm about to be putting all in the work. I just fucked that up. Putting all the work in. Like, foreplay. No. Let me stop the whole fucking show. Stop the show. Stop the show. Niggas. Men. Women need foreplay. Like, you can't you can't just motherfucking stick your dick in us. Like, you gotta get us in the mood. I mean, sometimes we might already come to the party prepared, but you can't just be getting straight to it. Like, can we just get straight to it to you? Like, are you just automatically hard all the time? Fuck no. So why the fuck do y'all think that we supposed to just be automatically wet? Like, build up some anticipation. Y'all make me sick with that shit. The people who do it. It's a lot of people who don't, who know better and know that you need foreplay, but get yourself the fucking together. All right. Back to the show. Pisces. I could compare a Pisces to, of course, Rihanna and Erykah Badu. And y'all know Rihanna is a savage. She'll fuck with a nigga and be done with that nigga, and he be singing Drake songs. Like, that's how we do. I feel like Pisces are probably famous for one night stands. Think about Erykah Badu and how she done put the motherfucking pussy on her baby father's. The Ebadu spell is what they call it. If y'all never heard about this, go on YouTube or something. Erykah Badu put a fucking spell on her baby father's. Because them niggas was normal at first, and then after they fuck with her, they start dressing all wild and shit. They just, I don't know. Erykah pussy turned up. Yes, mother. Yes. So, that's pretty self-explanatory. We're givers in the bedroom, and if we like you, we love you. Oh, it's on and popping. It's on and fucking popping. Period. Next. This is number one. This is the number one sign on my list. And I don't even... It's Aries. I don't even fucking like Aries for real. I'm sorry. I don't. Like, most of the Aries I come across, they're so arrogant and just think they know everything, the male and the females. I mean, I have some Aries friends. Like, my cousins are Aries. They're cool as shit. And let me tell you something about an Aries. If you want to have a good time, go out with an Aries. They really are the life of the fucking party. They know where the party at. They always in the fucking club, or they always doing something. That's one thing I do like about Aries. Like, they're very outgoing. But Aries, y'all are my favorite sign to fuck. And this is another sign that if you want to experiment, you might want to fuck with an Aries. Because they be with the shits. Their sex reminds me of, like, porn. Like, good-ass porn. Like, they done everything the fuck right. Granted that they have enough dick to satisfy you. This is all these signs are granted, or if they have enough dick to satisfy you. And these is just my personal experiences, and maybe a little mix of things that I've heard from other people about signs. But Aries is a really good fuck. They remind me of porn. Like, everything is just, oh my god, I don't know, what's a good word for it? I don't know, they just doers. Like, they like little daredevils. Like, they take control. You don't have to take control with the Aries. They control the whole show. They're They could be rough. They like, Aries love the fuck too. Aries love sex. Like, every Aries that I know just talks about how they have, like, not a sexual addiction, but they love sex. They just real in control. I like that, because I could be timid. Not really. It just depends on my mood. But they just fucking do it for me. They like everything you ever wanted in a sex partner. Maybe, I don't know. Some of y'all might say I'm Sison Aries, but a bitch was dizzy. Like, dead ass dizzy after fucking Aries. Like, I feel like that nigga turned me and my world up the fuck side down. Like, I feel like that nigga had me on my head doing the headstands, and I didn't even do that shit. Like, everything happened so rough, intense, and fast, but it wasn't fast. It was just like, oh man, let me move on. Aries, y'all got it. Geminis are another one. Geminis might be number two on my list for best sex partners, because they're nasty as fuck. A Gemini turned me out. I remember I was in college. I was probably 19. It's probably when I came up with this, I want to fuck all the zodiacs. I was 19, and I had met this guy in college. He was older than me. He was probably like 25. And child, he was chocolate too, and he had to wrap me up a little bit, and I started liking him. But anyway, long story short, we ended up fucking. I mean, it was like all night. It was like he made me do things. He didn't make me do things, but he made my body do things that it never did before. I don't think I came. I've ever. He was the first person to really make me come. Like, no one would come. I don't know. I was getting tired after that shit, though. I mean, fucked all night. And then I've been with a Gemini, too. And they just be with the shits. They help me. Gemini's being with that sign has helped me explore my sexuality. Because they're so open to try shit. They'll be with that kinky shit. Like, Christian Grey on 50 Shades of Grey. I'm fucking weird, but I kind of looked up the bios of the characters, because sometimes they make those up. And Christian Grey was a Gemini. Yeah, they will let you tie them up. They will let you handcuff them. Use what? Oh my God. They're like really open to shit. But I feel like they can be selfish in the bedroom. Like, sometimes they show up, but sometimes it's just like all about them. And that shit make me not fuck with them. It's like, all right, because you being a stingy bitch. Like, for real. But a Gemini will have you being the nastiest you've ever been in your life, and then afterwards you fucking sitting there questioning your fucking morals. Like, I can't believe this nigga got me to do this. Like, the nastiest you ever been. Like, facts. Anyway, moving on. Cancers. Cancers are freaks. Period. I guess before that Gemini turned me out, a Cancer had turned me out. Because I didn't really know shit. A Cancer is the first person I've ever gotten head from. And oh man. They're very passionate. They're the type of niggas that will hold you after sex and cuddle with you and make you feel like safe from the world after they done passionately made love to you. I'm a water sign, so I like the rough shit, but sometimes I like that passionate shit. Like, I don't want that rough shit all the time. They be down with some shit too. Not as much as Gemini and Aries and Pisces. Like, out of all the water signs, I'm gonna really say the Pisces is the most adventurous, to be honest. Yeah, I'm gonna get on the Scorpios later. But anyway, next is Leos. Leos, you know, y'all are cool or whatever, better. Y'all are just good fucks. That's it. That nothing more, nothing less. Like a good fuck and just dick. Like I've had sex with probably 2 or 3 Leos, and that's all they were. Like a good fuck. Period. You want some good dick? You'll get what you came for with a Leo. But just dick. Nothing more, nothing less. And I lost my virginity to a Leo. So, I mean, that's really all I can say about them. They're not really freaks in my book. They don't do it for me in that department. They're too, like, cut and dry. Like, okay, you might get some head from a Leo, but heads and sex, and then they're done. Like, every Leo I fucked with never felt the need to do foreplay. And it's like, again, nigga, you can't just stick your dick in me. Even though you dropping off good dick. Like, nah, nigga, you gotta warm me the fuck up, dog. Like, I don't know. They dry for real. Next. Virgos. Virgos is another sign. I feel like Virgos are so underrated and slept on. Like, why y'all don't never talk about how nasty Virgos can be? Like, the head game is on a billion. Like, I feel like Virgos do not get enough credit. And I'm about to give it to y'all. Y'all got the best head game on earth. On earth. My best head experience came. A Virgo is, so far in my life, a Virgo was the only person who could make me come off head. Period. They love to please you. It's like competition with them. Like, or to like boost their ego. I think it has a lot to do with ego. I feel like I could fuck a Virgo all night. They're down. They just with the shits. They down to experiment. I just fuck with Virgos. I fuck well with Virgos because they like to please, and I like to please, and so it's a competition, and we just pleasing each other, and yeah, that head game is on fucking swizzle. Next, I'm getting to my least favorite sign, not in the bedroom, but just maybe Scorpio man. I don't really fuck with them. The Scorpio women, they alright, but they can be shady and sneaky too, so I only know like 1 or 2 Scorpios that I really genuinely like, and I don't feel like they shady or sneaky. Well, a little shady, but it's like open shade. So is it really shade? They're like very to your face with it. Scorpios are like very blunt. But yeah, I think they're overrated. Everybody all these years will be like, oh, Scorpio's the freak of the zodiacs. They the best in the bedroom, blase. No, and boo. They're not the best. Stop fucking saying that. They're not the fucking best. But what I can say about them, they make you feel something that all the other zodiacs don't. And I've had sex with probably 2 Scorpios. Both times, 2 different people. It's been an out-of-body experience. Like, I don't know what the fuck they do with their little witchcraft or whatever, but anytime I fucked a Scorpio, I've had an out-of-body experience. Like, when I say out-of-body, that means my soul coming out my body and looking down at my body like, bitch, what is going on? Out-of-body experience. And that's why I tread lightly with these bitches, because what in the fucking witchcraft? I don't have time. You fuck around and fall in love with a Scorpio and be like obsessed over them, and then they be obsessed over you. It's like they like mind fuck you first and then fuck you. It's a whole control thing with Scorpios, and you gotta watch them. You know, most Scorpio situations that I've been in, I had to fuck them and cut them off. And they don't like that shit either. Like, especially if they fuck with you, that's an obsessive sign right there. They don't fuck with you. They will fucking... This one Scorpio, I only had sex with him one time. One time. The other Scorpio, I only had sex with him one time too. Young. When I say that's not a sign you cut off without notice, you probably need to explain to them why you're cutting them off, and they're still going to give you like a whole debate about why you're wrong. And I don't know, they can be very clingy. But when I tell you the one dude has not stopped hitting me for the past, I fucked him 2 years ago. And it's just like, I felt like he was sneaky, so I didn't like him. He will not leave me alone. Like, it was to the point where I've had to block him 3 times. And then I'll eventually, after like a couple months, I'll be like, all right, maybe he's calmed down. I'll go through my like block list and I'll unblock him or whatever. He'll add me immediately, or I'll add him or whatever. And he'll be back at it again. Hi, 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 what you doing, what you doing, what you doing? Let me take you out. I swear this nigga rapes me like at least once a week. Even though I've told him repeatedly what the deal is. That is why you cannot, if you got good pussy, you can't fuck a Scorpio and then just cut them off. They fucking, it's like they go nuts. They go like fucking AWOL. They like you and they start to get obsessed with you. And Scorpios are one sign that they don't like to let go. I as a water sign of Pisces, I don't like to let go either. I could be obsessive like that too, but this shit is on another level. I'm not gonna do it for months or years. Fuck all that, nah. Fuck away from me. These some toxic ass bitches. Scorpios are some toxic ass motherfuckers. Stay the fuck away from me. And that's the Sagittarius. I feel like I only fucked one Sag, and that was enough for me. It was nothing to really brag about. I was kind of bored. Just thinking about, like, what the fuck I'm gonna cook for dinner, or what the fuck I'm gonna do after this nigga done. I don't know. I was bored. They're straight to the point. Like, they'll eat you out, whatever. I just be bored. Maybe I don't know. I asked my coworker what he felt about Sag women. He was like they're nasty, you know, head monsters. Yeah, I didn't get that. Maybe that's the females. I had the males and I was fucking bored to tears. So yeah, that concludes my segment on sex with the zodiacs. What's your sexual experiences with different zodiacs? And you know, because everybody meshes differently, and then you also got to incorporate your moon sign. But everybody ain't just gonna be going around talking about saying where was you born and what time was you born. Nah, fuck your moon sign. So yeah, this is just my experiences on it. So thank y'all for listening to my shenanigans today, because I'll be on one. And I will see y'all in the next episode.